This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Randy, and in Ag News here on your Tuesday morning. Coronavirus continues to spread worldwide, and because of its severity in China, Rabobank has lowered its U.S. and China trade expectations. But Aaron Fitzpatrick, Rabobank senior analyst of grain and oilseeds, says there is going to be a positive story yet this year.
Once China starts to get a handle on the coronavirus, in the second half of 2020, we're still going to see growth in trade flow to China, and not just on the grain and oilseed side. Meat prices and meat production in China are really struggling because of the coronavirus, and demand for meat is going to pick up in the second half of 2020.
There's not a lot of optimism that much trade will be happening between the U.S. and China the first half of this year. Fitzpatrick says that's not because China doesn't want to abide by the agreement, but the fact that demand isn't there because of coronavirus complications.
There's been major labor issues at crush plants. There's been transportation restrictions that have prevented consumers from going out to food service restaurants. It's hampered the feed flow domestically in China. So a lot of the challenges as a result of coronavirus, we believe, is in the short term, in the first half of this year, really going to be the driver that's reducing the demand for U.S. export to China.
Rabobank does expect demand to be up year over year despite a rough first half of 2020.
We do still think it's going to be up year over year. They are going to need to import more soybeans from us. It's going to come in the second half of the year. There's probably going to be a decent flow of sorghum and DDGs going into China as well.
Last week, USDA announced China has continued its progress in implementing the agreement. Some of those actions include lifting a ban on beef and beef products from animals older than 30 months old, and updating lists of facilities approved for exporting dairy, infant formula, seafood, and fish oil and fish meal. In other ag news that pertains directly to the coronavirus, the House passed a bill to ease economic burdens caused by COVID-19 that includes additional food benefits. The Senate will consider the bill early this week. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell called the bill, quote, crucial legislation for the American people. McConnell says also, quote, it is clear that confronting this virus will take boldness, bipartisanship, and a comprehensive approach. Politico reports the legislation includes an additional $1 billion in food benefits for students and workers. The Department of Agriculture has already granted more than 25 waivers to states to serve meals to low-income students during school closure. Furthermore, the legislation includes $500 million for pregnant women and mothers under the WIC program, as well as $400 million in emergency aid for the Agriculture Department to purchase and distribute items to food banks. The bill would also suspend SNAP work requirements during the crisis. The legislation includes other economic measures as well, intended to help America deal with the financial burdens of this crisis. Also, food industry representatives spoke with President Trump over the weekend as the U.S. grocery supply chain seeks to help with crisis demands. President Trump also urged customers to chill, saying you don't have to buy so much, just take it easy and relax, referring to panic purchases of food items across the country. Trump added food retailers are committed to remaining open. The Food Industry Association says the organization and its members offered to, quote, stand ready with the president to ensure the viability of the supply chain and the availability of safe, affordable food and consumer products. The FMI says the grocery industry is working 24 hours a day to replenish and restock while ensuring the cleanliness of stores and facilities. FMI CEO Leslie Sarrison adds, we want to assure that all Americans know that government is working closely with all stakeholders across the consumer product supply chain to ensure that stores can stay open and be stocked with the products consumers need through this emergency. In other news, how soon will the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement be in full implementation now that the legislative bodies of all three countries have ratified the deal? Rod Bain has more with Secretary Sonny Perdue and Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs with the USDA, Ted McKinney.
June 1st. That reportedly is the date the Trump administration is targeting as the date of implementation of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, USMCA, now that the Canadian Parliament has ratified that deal. Canadian approval was the final step taken among the three member nations to ratify the new trade agreement, and its full implementation is one anxiously awaited by much of the U.S. ag sector and its supporters. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue notes two domestic ag industries expected to benefit from USMCA.
The Canadian market opens up for some dairy products and other poultry and egg products.
And Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Ted McKinney says our nation also looks forward to new and updated policies that should expand ag trade opportunities with our North American neighbors.
Brand new, never seen before language on the biosciences, the biotechnologies, the sanitary, phytosanitary chapters.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Moving on to state ag news now. State parks are among the sweeping closures across the state as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Illinois Department of Natural Resources Police Sergeant John Williamson says barricades will be placed at the entrances of all state parks. He indicates that with the nice weather from the weekend and more to come as we approach April, the popularity of the parks will grow and become a gathering place for groups of all sizes.
We were notified today by state park staff that they've been having meetings about it and that all state parks will be closed until further notice. So as we can get to the parks, we're making sure everybody's out and putting up signs and barricades and people are not going to be allowed in the state parks. But there we have a lot of state parks that draw a lot of crowds, that sort of thing. So they're just trying to limit exposure, and this is one way they can do it, by closing state parks. There's certain rules for groups, and I'm going off the top of my head here, for like 25 and above, that you have, if you're going to have a pavilion, do different things. But there's still, even on a day like today that's a little warmer, the sun's out, we're going to have, we'll go from a day that normally in March when the weather's not good, from maybe having 100 visitors in a state park to going well over 1,000 visitors in the state park just because the weather's better. So I'm sure that's what they're looking at. And, you know, we've got some state parks, Starved Rock is a perfect example, where they have restaurants, they have a motel, they have a lot of things like that that bring people together, that I'm sure this is just erring on the side of caution to close these places down so we don't spread the disease.
The closures are immediate and indefinite. And today is Election Day, at least on a primary scale, and even with the concern about COVID-19 and coronavirus, people will still be heading out to the polls to cast votes in person. Election Day right now is one of the few things that's not being completely upended by social distancing. Governor Pritzker has been steadfast in his belief that today needed to be the final day people go out to the polls.
Look, we have to have our elections continue, in my opinion. This is the right thing to do. Our democracy needs to go on. We need to elect leaders. If we canceled these elections, you know, when would you have an election? That would be a question I might ask. But the most important thing is that we're taking every precaution. Every time somebody goes and votes on a voting machine that people are touching, it's being wiped down. We have guidance to all the election judges to make sure to maintain social separation distance.
Polls opened this morning at 6, but election judges are asking for patience today as sanitizing efforts are underway and possible hiccups could occur when selecting election judges. In other news from around the state, Illinois College has canceled the Peterson Farm Brothers visit that was scheduled for Thursday, March 26th. In an announcement from the college, they stated that Illinois College is following this guideline and being prudent about events that might draw large numbers, and therefore have decided to cancel the Peterson Farm Brothers event scheduled for the 26th. They are hoping to reschedule the event possibly for the fall, but will need to work with the brothers to find a mutually agreed upon date. Greg and Kendall Peterson were scheduled to share advice on communicating with non-farmers through social media at Illinois College's Bruner Fitness and Recreation Center in Jacksonville. Their presentation was slated to be part of an agricultural and industry career fair. Again, that was to be scheduled on Thursday, the 26th. Other events around the state and local area that have been canceled due to the COVID-19 outbreak are the March dicamba classes. As a precaution against the spread of COVID, the upcoming dicamba classes in Illinois have been canceled. This includes classes that Bayer was going to be offering in Steelville, New Berlin, Litchfield, and Carbondale. Online training programs can be utilized to provide proof of training for the use of dicamba on soybeans this planting year. You can visit the Illinois Dicamba Training website at ifca.com for more information. That could be a good opportunity to use this downtime to get that dicamba system training under your belt. And in other notes from cancellations around the area, the Central Illinois Livestock Association's meeting that was scheduled for Thursday, this Thursday the 19th, that has been canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak. And that'll wrap it up for today's Ag News on your Tuesday morning. But remember, if you have anything ag-related for us or any cancellations you'd like for us to announce that are ag-related, those items can be sent to us at either WSMI at WSMIRadio.com or cancellations at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Tuesday morning, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.